The International Olympic Committee has formally recognized the World Flying Disc Federation. Translation, Ultimate Frisbee is one step closer to being included in the Olympics at some point in the future. Here's NPR's Brakten Booker.
This is what ultimate frisbee sounds like at the highest level.
Deep puck downfield with a step. It's LaRoche, and she'll make the catch. Good grab, and here comes Fury on the attack.
This is from ESPN's broadcast of the Women's U.S. Open Ultimate Championship semifinal earlier this year. Nob Rao is the president of the World Flying Disc Federation, or WFDF, and he says the Olympic governing body recognizing disc sports is an incredible milestone.
It's very exciting. It's something we've been working on for the last 4 years or so.
Rao says he believes his organization was selected as one of the sports federations to receive official recognition because the Olympics wants to attract younger audiences.
So I think they're setting the stage to be able to introduce new sports that are youth-oriented, gaining in popularity, exhibiting gender equality and the like. And so we're pretty excited about the prospects over the next decade or two.
Ultimate Frisbee, or simply Ultimate to those who play, combines aspects of football, soccer, and basketball. Tom Crawford heads USA Ultimate, the national governing body for Ultimate Frisbee.
So the goal, just like in football, is you score by catching the disc in the end zone.
Nob Rao of the World Flying Disc Federation says while the U.S. is a major contender in Ultimate, it has lots of competition. But when could we see Ultimate Frisbee make its Olympic debut?
At this point in time, 2024.
Ultimate Frisbee organizers say one of the things that will be popular about the game is that teams will be made up of men and women. Brakten Booker, NPR News.